pick your brains about, once again, two blown leads in the third period. This is becoming a trend for you guys, and it's not a good sign when you're losing leads. Mm-hmm. As a veteran, how do you handle this as a team? Because it's been complicated in that way.
Yeah, it's the sign of a team that's a little bit fragile right now. The fact that we haven't been winning as many games after a while, it's kind of in the back of your head, and you just don't do things maybe as hard or as confident as you would normally do it, and I think that's probably some of it right now. So obviously tonight's a bit of a heartbreak. I mean, we played a pretty good game, and to let that happen is tough, but we're in a grind right now.
Things are changing quickly in this league. There's two guys in this lineup, LaMarche, McEnany, who didn't play, almost no chances to play in the last 2 months. Now they're coming back, and now you're missing defensemen. Nathan Albert came right away today, signed his contract and play. Mm-hmm. And so the coach decided to use more his veteran presence, the 16 out there. They were involved in all situations of play, offensively, defensively.
Yeah, it was... I wasn't really expecting that this morning. I guess when we had pregame skate, I knew Goose wasn't feeling so good, and I didn't even know until I got here that he wasn't going to be here for the game. But Prince, we're calling him, he didn't look like it was his first game. He played great. He made some unbelievable plays, poised with the puck, and that's unbelievable to have someone step in and do something like that. And yeah, this. We were joking about it earlier. We went from having 11 defensemen at one point to what we are now. So it's just weird how fast things can change.
We're approaching a trading deadline on Monday. There are some moves around the AHL right now in the NHL, moves that can affect AHL teams. Is this a situation that bothers a few players in this dressing room?
I'm not too sure if it bothers guys. I don't know exactly what the feeling for everybody is, but I think there's lots of guys that are thinking about it for sure, just because the state of our team and the state of the Habs right now, no one knows what could happen. And I think it was a Toronto just traded a guy from their team from the Marlies away, and it's so things like that can happen. We could lose a player. He was a really good player, and there's nothing really we can do about it. We just sit back and wait.
On the subject of the team obviously blowing leads, when you guys find yourself in a position where you have the advantage, where you have the lead, what is the bench like? What is the team like? What are they saying to each other?
There's two different things that are happening. Sometimes it's a little, it's not panic, maybe not the right word, but you know what I mean? It's a little bit of urgency that's more than normal, and you can see it in the play. Teams will start throwing pucks off the glass every time they get it, and all that. Today we didn't have that. I didn't think we seemed calm for a team that was that's going through what we're going through. We seemed pretty calm, and we're still making plays and right down to the end. So I think that's a really good sign that we didn't just completely, we're not completely panicking. We still have enough poise in this team that we can battle through something like that. It's just not fun.
Thank you, Cole.
Yeah, thanks, Cole.